Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. If you have a request, you can text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody, once again. This is Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. And as usual, we will be playing a bunch of music and also talking about the devaluation of rest later on.
So, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that.
But we have a couple songs to begin with. I think this is DJ Star's first song. Is it?
Oh.
Or is it me?
I think it's...
Is this me?
There's a lot of Montreal DJs starting off today. But
I think this is me.
Yeah. I don't recognize this one.
Well, this first one is by the artist Blondish, called Inda Jungle. Montreal DJ producer, but currently touring in Europe, USA, and Toronto. So if you really like the song, go check out Toronto and see him live. Enjoy.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Encore une nuit bien arrosée, ma valeur s'écoule goutte à goutte et la taille sur les peaux cassées. Une histoire si bien ficelée, ton amour est fin muselé. Je suis là de celle, mon cœur qui s'est noyé. À qui est la faute et qui les mots qui glissent et vite se brisent sur ma peau. Nos larmes séchées en crasse l'écho. La tempête a crisé, le silence sonne. Y'a tes cris qui résonnent, la douleur cogne.
series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Let me know it's forgotten. car, take you far, far away from here. We'll chase sunsets new and oceans blue, jump in the waves. The memories we make, each day we wake, they will be of dreams. And I promise you this bliss. When I'm forgiven, when I'm forgiven.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. We're moving all the mics around.
We're squeaking.
We're squeaking. Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
The last bunch of songs you just heard, this very last one was called... What is this channel name?
Forgotten.
Forgotten by... It's supposed to be by the artist Compander? Am I even looking at the right... Did I even play the right song?
I'm sure.
I might have played the wrong song. Not completely sure. Top 10.
It's okay. Community radio.
Community
Here
radio. Community radio. But the songs before that, you would have heard Deny by La Securité from the album Bingo. Album was released on June 12th.
It's releasing.
Oh, releasing. Wow, I'm... Not on my game right
now. It's okay,
now.
I'll take over.
Yeah,
before
you,
that
you
was Phasing by Hush, and I actually heard this on another radio station a week ago, and I really liked it, and they're from Montreal. They do some psychedelic pop, and that's from their album For Dolly, and it was released May 22nd, and that song was called Phasing. And then before that was Naima Frank with her song Ainsi Soit. And she's a Haitian-Canadian artist, composer from Montreal. I've played her a couple of times, and she's pretty good. And before that was I Wanna Dance by Tall and Skinny. And that person is also a Montreal DJ and producer.
Yeah, double Montreal. Triple Montreal, actually, today.
I think quadruple.
Quadruple.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're just Montreal fans here. Anyways... Moving onwards from the music, we are going to be talking about our topic today, which is rest. and leisure, more specifically leisure time. And this has been inspired from the early mid 20th century German Catholic philosopher Joseph Pieper. So shout out to him. clearly dead by this point, but this is what this is being based off of, particularly on his published work called Leisure, the Basis of Culture, which was from 1948. But a lot of the ideas are obviously very still applicable to right now in life. And just preface, also, he was a Catholic philosopher, so there's a lot of very religious philosophers, so there could be a lot of undertones of that, but we're not going to go into that section of his work. So anyways, what his argument is, which just to set the foundation on, is just the definition of leisure and how we see it. So as most of us, and myself included, think about leisure, it's basically the time away from, you know, your work and your other duties, and you can relax. So I guess, you know, do your hobbies and take a bubble bath kind of thing. But what Pieper argues is that leisure is actually a time when we are open to deeper meaning and beauty, or truth, or religion, like God, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, society, like the previous definition, we currently treat leisure as, you know, number one. It has no value in it in itself. So essentially, you know, when we think of leisure, it's like you're lazy, pretty much, because you aren't working, you aren't doing anything. Why aren't you doing anything with your time? You should be working constantly, you know. Why aren't you being at maximum efficiency under capitalism?
Yeah, and it's going off of that, it just kind of ties back to a topic we did a while ago. And since we've done this topic, I've been seeing it in so many other realms, but just doing things not for an end of itself, but just for a means to an end. So exactly like DJ Coco was saying, is that it doesn't have a value for the sake of just having some time to rest and giving your body and your mind some time to recuperate. It's always in order to do something else. And I think a big part of this too is just how everyone is super addicted to dopamine and stimulation constantly. So even if there is time to rest or relax, it's like, oh, well, what's more important? Resting my mind and body, or just constantly feeling like I'm on the go, or at least I'm like doing something, consuming something.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to like distract ourselves a lot from whatever truths we have within ourselves or that are in the world, and we're just like, let me doom scroll for 2 hours instead. And that's a big problem that I think ties into this concept from like a modern day perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of ties into his second point as well, where we treat this leisure time as something to aid future productivity. In a sense, like, you know, we rest on the weekends, and just having this rest, we know that we can use this rest energy to be more fueled for our work productivity during the week. And just that having that ingrained idea should not be ingrained, and that takes away from the actual true meaning of leisure.
Yeah, exactly. And there is some amount of shame around taking time for yourself and not actually doing anything. Like, yeah, you can be leisurely and read or write or do something creative. I feel like that's still okay. But when we talk about the purest form of leisure, like just kind of lazing around or like not doing anything, yeah, thinking or not thinking, there is some shame around that. And I remember seeing a post on Instagram actually a while ago, and it was just a picture of a deer laying in the sun. And it said, oh, well, like, deers don't feel bad for basking in the sun and all day, because a lot of animals do rest in the sun all day for some days at least. And like cats, deer, all of them need rest and leisure time. So I'm like, wouldn't it make sense that humans, as we are animals, would actually need that too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even even the leisure time that we have is not leisure time. As DJ started saying, like, we are sitting down and we are, you know, lying with our phones, and we're not actually just sitting there and thinking, because we've just deemed that there's no value in just thinking about things.